A new book about Howard Lutnick, the CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald, shows the personal and financial damage done on September 11th to one of the nation's biggest brokerage firms. Most of the firm's employees died that day, but the company has found new life. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports.
Before 9/11, Howard Lutnick had been known as a street fighter, a type A personality who attracted other go-getters to Cantor Fitzgerald. In the aftermath of the terrorist attacks, however, he's had to learn new executive skills as the leader of a company suffering unimaginable loss, including the death of most of its staff. In On Top of the World, a new book written by Lutnick's college friend Tom Barbash, Lutnick for the first time speaks out about what happened to the company he built into a dominant player on Wall Street. On September 11, 2001, Lutnick was late for work after dropping his son off for the child's first day of kindergarten. Lutnick counted on his brother Gary and a large number of friends to keep the company rolling that day. Instead, he found himself fearing for his life.
I was standing at the foot of the building, so as the building collapsed, many of you have seen this massive black smoke wave, but I was only standing maybe 5 yards from where it began. So I start running, and as it caught me, I dove underneath a car, and I said to myself, son of a gun, I'm going to die. And I thought that was it, but I realized after a while that I could walk, and what I kept saying as I walked uptown is, you know, we've got to take care of these families, we've got to take care of these families.
Now, almost immediately, Howard, you have relatives of those who died saying, gee, we've had our paychecks cut off, why is Howard Lutnick doing this?
Well, I had to be pragmatic. The firm's 350 New York employees could not pay the salaries of 658 of their friends and colleagues who they lost. I had called the president of CNA, the insurance company, and I knew that each family was going to get two times their salary or up to $100,000. And at the crisis center, which we set up at the next day, was a table for the insurance company that any family who needed money could go up. And on my signature and on my okay, they would get a check for $100,000 if they were on the list of people who the firm thought was missing. But we had to get the company going. We committed 25% of our profits. But, of course, we did not announce that we would give 25% of our profits until we knew we were going to have a company. And we darn well knew that that was going to be a serious amount of money, more than any 1, 2, or 15 paychecks would ever be. And that number, as of now, stands at approximately $90 million at the first year and about a year and a quarter. And that is just the very beginning. So I think what happened was a lot of grief, a lot of anger, and not much perspective in the beginning.
Tom, can you give me a little bit of the framework then of how the anger starts to be directed at Howard and how the media begins to lash out at Howard, Howard's own language here, stalk Howard, he's pictured as uncaring. What happened there?
Well, it's one of the things that was distinctive about this or surprising about this is that none of the families I spoke to and nobody was talking about terrorism or terrorists. And I think there was a tremendous amount of anger that was there, but the idea of Osama bin Laden was still rather abstract for people. So I think in some ways there was a place for that anger to go. I think one of the widows actually said when she thought back on the anger that she'd had, in fact, it had been for Osama bin Laden, but that Howard was closer. It's not entirely the story. I think the second part of what had happened, too, was I think that a lot of the anger wasn't so much about the salaries, although there was that component in it, but also I think people perceived that Howard was telling them that their husbands or wives had died. Because, in fact, if he's encouraging people to sign up for the charities, and if he's proceeding as though this is the truth, and partially because of his own experience. I think that when the buildings fell on top of the way Howard explained it to me, he was certain that Gary was dead, and he was certain that everybody who was up there was dead. And I think it took a long time for other people to come to that, and they perceived that Howard was rushing them through that process. And I think that that's where some of that happened.
Howard, the company has experienced an amazing resurrection, if you will. The company is once again profitable in an amazingly short period of time. How did the company get back on its feet so quickly? How were you able to do that?
Well, what's amazing, our public company called eSpeed was $8.69 on September 10th, 2001. After the attacks, it traded as low as $5, and today it's about $18. So it's really done incredibly well, and I think what happened is the employees who survived they knew they had to do everything, and what normally would take a week, a day, or any length of time, they had to do now. They had 15 minutes to get it done, and they accomplished it. It's really the most impressive thing you've ever seen.
So eSpeed is suddenly making more money than ever. What about Cantor Fitzgerald?
Well, Cantor Fitzgerald is much smaller than it was. We stepped out of about 30 businesses, but our equity business, run by a gentleman named Phil Marber, has rebuilt itself incredibly. And you know, the equity markets seem to be very difficult these days. So while Cantor is probably, let's say, maybe it's down 30% from where it was, imagine we lost 65% of our people, and probably 85% of the people, or 90% of the people who produce money for the company in our headquarters, and they've rebuilt the business. It's remarkable. You never could have thought it'd been this successful, but, you know, who'd have thought that people would come together in this way? It's just amazing.
Howard Lutnick's latest fight is with Kenneth Feinberg, special master of the Victims' Compensation Fund. Lutnick argues that they're not giving sufficiently large payments to the families of the victims. After 9/11, Howard Lutnick pledged to stay at the helm of Cantor Fitzgerald another 5 years, after which time he will make another decision, a decision about whether to stay with the firm. Juan Williams, NPR News.